Keep going practicing. With the water help you and sit back.
Remember to check your attitude. We're not practicing to get something the way we think it should be or the way we want it to be. And if things arise that you wish weren't really there, this is not the practice for making those things go away. Just acknowledging what is happening as it is. Recognizing what is happening as it is, that is awareness. The middle way is the way of watching what is happening with wisdom, meaning there is no preference, not seeking something good or pleasant or preferable, not pushing what we think is bad or unpleasant or not desirable. All of these are just objects, things to know, nature, their nature. If we have a judgment that something is good, we attach to it, that's greed. If we think something is bad, we resist it, that's aversion.
ฉันได้ตีนี่แล้วจีนี่เลยรู้เปล่าสร้างจีนี่เลยฉันได้ตีนี่แล้ว
And when you are aware continuously, we call that watching. You're watching when you're continuously aware.
ตอนที่สัตว์สังจูใจเนี่ยมาตัวชั่วก็อายุมาเปล่าอายุมันมีไร้ชาแล้วตัวมีว่าตัวที่มาเปล่าตัวที่อยู่สังเชิงสังจี
In trying to keep our awareness continuous, some of us watch the object closely. We try to ensure thatthe object doesn't, or the objects that we know don't disappear, that we don't run out of objects, in other words. While another way of trying to keep the awareness continuous is to try and ensure that the awareness doesn't stop, that we're checking to see that the mind is still present.Alert and aware.
ตะเกลุโยคีอ่ะติเสียเนี่ยติดา2မျိုးလုံးကိုအာယုံဖြစ်ယူနိုင်နေဆိုရင်တိတဲ့ဘက်ကနေရ
If a yogi is able to clearly differentiate object and knowing clearly tune into their own awareness versus the objectsthen it's that yogi should stay with the knowing, should take care of the awareness.
Ah, you go well, I shut it.โยคีอ่ะใช่ตามใช่ตาดิลาไหนเนี่ยตีนี้ด้วยแบบกันนี้เนี่ยตัวตะติโอบลูทิ้งหน้ามั้ยเนี่ยสอทะพิปิปูหน้าเนี่ย
If the yogi is concerned with not running out of objects then the yogi also comes up against the tendency to like and disliketo have preferences for which object he or she would like to observe or have experiences of. But if a yogi is able to know their awareness and maintain their awareness by keeping an eye out for whether awareness is still present. That yogi learns to become more and more skillful at understanding how awareness works.
You don't want to say shit. Dabei sieht gar nie an, nie mehr durch. Nie am Schiff. Punkt am Schiff, ja, ist am Schiff.
Everybody has mind. But the mind isn't located anywhere. It has no shape, no color, no way for us to perceive it with our physical senses. So how shall we observe the mind? Although there is no place where the mind resides or is, we can know the mind because we can know the mind is doing things. It's work. For example, when there is thinking, we can know that thoughts are arising, thinking is happening. And when we consciously think thoughts, we can know that this is what the mind is doing. It's thinking through things.
When you
pay attention to something, when you're aware of something, the mind's attention is directed to what you're aware of, and you can know that the mind has directed attention.
Physical sensation will ti ni de, ti ni ma no ti de, tam ve ti ni nao a yong phi, chuan jing bai mu.
When we're aware of a physical sensation, we can know that the awareness is present, therefore you know the physical object. But to actually take that awareness as an object, that's a skill that not all of us have become skillful at. For those of us who feel our awareness has become pretty continuous, pretty stable, do you feel like the awareness has kind of come into relief? Do you feel like this, that the awareness feels obvious to you? Its presence is palpable. Something knows. Something has this capacity to know. And that is the mind.
tui, ai a tui thay mà. Tui chú a tui ạ, má lại a tui ạ, rong tọc ạ. Tà tí ạ, nào xe bì đấy. Rai tọc ạ, tà tí ạ, bì đấy.
Thoughts, inner thoughts. Inner thoughts, there sometimes are wrong thoughts. And these wrong thoughts get in the way of practice. They're hindered. They hinder the purity of awareness. But if there is right thought, it supports right awareness.
Wrong thoughts would are loba ne sinza ni la, doda ne sinza ni la, kibida ne sinza ni la. Di dui liya, tati wa nao siya pili. Nya ne sinza ni la, tati wa a pili.
Wrong thoughts means that the motivation for those thoughts is greed or aversion, and so those thoughts will belie a preference or a resistance. And those are wrong thoughts. Whereas when there is wisdom, there is right understanding, there will be right thought.
Investigate look at that. Nyan is in that. Nyan is doing that.
Investigation is the process where wisdom is doing the thinking. Basically, the nature of meditation is that wisdom is the goal, and wisdom needs to be invested, needs to be brought into the practice. But when investigating, if we think too much, it can become tiring. Asking questions is really to bring some wisdom into the moment, some discernment. But if there's no wisdom behind the thinking, that can be tiring. When we are told that we can ask questions to investigate, it doesn't mean we question things endlessly. If we find that a question interests us, that's enough. We don't need to ask any more questions. the line of inquiry. When interest awakens, wisdom begins to work, you begin to feel strong, confident, awake, alert, fresh. A yogi just watching objects alone is not enough. There must also be the recognition of the mind that is doing the work of meditation. If the qualities of the mind, like the awareness, the sati, the stability of mind, samadhi, the wisdom, panya, if they're working together steadily, then sloth and torpor does not arise. We don't feel dull and sleepy if they are all working steadily.
ဘယ်ချိန်မှာဖြစ်ဖြစ်ဘာပဲလုပ်နေလုပ်နေအားထုတ်နေတော့စိတ်ဝင်စားပါခုဘလူအားထုတ်တယ်ဆိုတော့ပြန်ပြန်စစ်ပ
ါ Whatever you do all the time know yourself and what you're doing always double check how are you being aware
Lily Zaza Atoba.
Practice sincerely.